the long-lost glory. We are often nostalgic about our long-lost glory. It may be in any form, art, cash, or quality. We tend to repent beside the softest of all pillows and tend to make it appreciate our sorrow, or if possible, compensate our loss. We are often cheated by our near chums, but that is only the beauty, because beauty can only be discriminated from its heap by one who knows the color of loss, agony, predicament, and sorrow. The long-lost glory. We are often nostalgic about our long-lost glory. It may be in any form, art, cash, or quality. We tend to repent beside the softest of all pillows and tend to make it appreciate our sorrow, or if possible, compensate our loss. We are often cheated by our near chums, but that is only the beauty, because beauty can only be discriminated from its heap by one who knows the color of loss, agony, predicament, and sorrow. Autumn is my pal. I love to think about it. The gorgeous orange and yellow flecks touch my soul with toughness and tend to give me a superior company. Makes me comprehend its vitality and the need for change. For without the autumn, foliage will not be able to amend their long-standing bested apparels, and without fall, one will not discern a surge. Autumn is my pal. I love to think about it. The gorgeous orange and yellow flecks touch my soul with toughness and tend to give me a superior company. Makes me comprehend its vitality and the need for change. For without the autumn, foliage will not be able to amend their long-standing bested apparels, and without fall, one will not discern a surge.